you feel in terms of your shoulder this week? Kind of, I guess, where is it at compared to maybe after Tampa?
I'm fine. I think, you know, at this point, everybody's kind of dealing with their own little bumps and bruises, but I'm fine. I'll be ready to go Sunday.
Do you expect this to kind of be a season-long thing where you're just going to have to fight through it?
You know, it's tough for me to say. I feel like I'm getting better. Again, I'm not the only one playing with a few dings, so it's just part of the deal, and I'm Greek's doing a good job with me in the training room, so taking it one day at a time, and I'm getting better.
Are there certain hits or certain balls that bother it more than others?
The hard ones, the really hard ones. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, you'll get hit sometimes, and you feel good, and then sometimes you say to yourself, ow, that kind of hurt, but it's part of the deal.
It's another matchup where the Saints have a really good offense, but their defense has some holes. You guys haven't really been able to take advantage of those matchups. Has there been some frustration where you haven't been able to kind of hold up your end of the bargain?
Certainly, yeah. I think there's been some frustration. But I think the Saints' defense has been playing well these last couple weeks, too. They're getting a ton of takeaways, getting their hands on the ball, really active. So it'll be a good challenge for us. But no doubt we're focused on ourselves and improving, and hopefully we can turn this thing around this week.
What can you guys do to kind of jumpstart the offense?
I think you got to start fast. I mean, you know, 4-3 and outs last week hurts you. That doesn't just hurt your offense. That hurts your whole team. So start fast and convert some of those third downs early on. I think we'll be all right.
Does playing in the black hole, I know it's a division game versus Saints being non-division, but does that help you prepare for such a tough road environment?
I think so. I think that was probably the loudest game we played last week, and this week I'm sure it'll be just as loud. So I was just getting used to noise and communicating that way. I think it'll help us out.
Have you played in the dome?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing really.
Do you want some advice about how to play?
Sure. What do you got?
We can talk about.
Okay.
You always see so calm, cool, and collected, but do you ever get frustrated when you see things not going well out there?
I think we're all a little frustrated, but I think we're doing some good things too, so it's tough. But, you know, I think guys are just working really hard, and that's the thing. These guys are working hard, and we're not seeing it pay off, you know, on Sundays like we want it to, but I think we all got the right mentality, and we're going about things the right way. So I'm sure we'll get it turned around.
Do you see a difference the way defenses are defending you because of the lack of balance? You haven't been able to run the ball the last few weeks. Do you notice that schematically?
I think, you know, falling behind, you kind of see a trend. But other than that, everybody's different. They're going to play you differently. So just kind of adjusting on the fly. I mean, you have a thought going in, but you got to adjust on the fly as well.
Trevor, do you ever say to yourself, you know, we've been passing the ball an awful lot. Maybe we should be running the ball here. I mean, sometimes does the play calling seem odd to you at times?
I don't think so. I don't think, you know, that's the one thing I'll say is nobody's second-guessing the call coming in. I think we all feel really good about anything. You know, no doubt we want to run the ball more, but I think I said after the game, we got to convert some more third downs for us to run the ball. We got to stay on the field. And then getting a little rhythm and help those guys out and run the ball. Otherwise, you're gonna see some of that unbalance that you kind of see now.
I think you were asked this earlier in the season, but after just 12 rushing attempts, is there a magic number that you would like to see for this offense in terms of how many times you guys run the ball in a game?
That's tough for me to say, give you a number. You know, I think with this scheme, though, you want to have balance. You don't want to be throwing it 40, 45 times a game. So wherever that balance lies, I think we only ran like 51 plays last week. I don't think that's enough plays running or throwing. So run more plays and hopefully have some balance in there too.
With the Raiders and Chiefs rolling like they are, and you know how important this game is. You guys always talk about every game's important. We treat them all the same. Is it hard, though, knowing that you can't stumble because of the way those guys are playing?
I think each week is so important. I think it's tough to think about it like that. I think, you know, it's each week you're going into it. This is the biggest game of our season. And that's kind of how this backstretch seems like it's going to play out. So I don't think we need any extra motivation from those guys. I know we got a good division, but we don't really need any extra motivation.
Trevor, do you feel you're in a competitive situation for your job, or do you feel that this is your job for the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's tough for me to think that way. You know, I think playing quarterback, any position in the NFL, there's a lot of pressure, no doubt, but that's part of the deal, and you kind of embrace it. And, you know, I'm not the only one like that, so it's naive for me to think that way. So all I can do is do my job the best I can and go from there.
Virgil Green's had a couple of catches downfield, and A.J. Derby played a bit. How important to get this offense going is it going to be to involve the tight ends more as an inside option.
I think so, and I think AJ's doing a lot of things in practice really well. He's caught up super fast. Really impressed though, he's caught up. So if we can get more 12 personnel and mix things up for defense, I think that's just another club in the bag. It'll be good for us.
Trevor, I know it's a team game, but the Saints, when they win, they score 35. When they lose, they score 35. Do you feel like, you know, you got to – there's some pressure on the offense here that you got to score points to win this game this week?
I think so. I think Drew Brees is a heck of a player, and he's going to find a way to score a ton of points. So, you know, not thinking too much on our side – or the other side of the ball, I'm sorry. We know we got a good group over there, but it's our job to hold up our end of the bargain and score some points and hold on to the ball a little bit.
What do you admire most about the way Brees plays a game?
I mean, he's one of the couple guys that is just, you know, he's in full command of the game. You know, he's got his thumb on the pulse of the game, and you see him back there. He's never out of position, or his thought process is never off. So he's one of those guys you kind of look up to and hopefully pull some things from.
I think
third downs. That'll just help, you know, me, everybody. We're working on third downs and staying on the field, and hopefully eliminating some of those three and outs, especially early in games.
Trevor, when it's third and long and you throw short of the sticks, how much of that is by design, by the play call, and by what you see?
It's a little everything. I mean, I think the one thing you'll see is a lot of times third and long, you see a lot of turnovers. Not that that's an excuse not to push the ball down the field, but you know, defenses are kind of smart in that sense where, you know, they're not going to give you an easy one. So sometimes you got to take your medicine. Sometimes you got those shots and you take them. But, you know, everything plays out a little differently, I'll say.
It seemed like you did that with the throw to DT where you had talked about last week, maybe 50-50 balls. Are there times where you're like, you know what, I just got to give a guy a chance to make a play here?
Yeah, our guys one-on-one on the outside, you got to give them a chance. I think that's one of the things I've learned pretty early. You get Emmanuel or DT running down the field with one guy. It doesn't matter who it is. Give him a chance.
Seems like on some of the early three and outs, it'll be one little mistake that kind of derails it. How do you kind of get rid of some of those early drops or early miscues to not have so many early three and outs?
Right. It seems like everybody kind of takes their turn at times, you know, myself included. So I think it's one of the things we're correcting, we're addressing. You know, we're not worried about it, but we know it's something we got to fix. And I got no doubt we'll fix it coming up. You know, I don't think I have to do too much. I think we've got a lot of good leadership on this team. Guys have responded really well, I'll say. And, you know, I think everybody's doing trying to be themselves the best they can be and not pressing. I think pressing would be the wrong thing to do right now. So we're close. We just got to shore a few things up and get going that way.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Trevor.